Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Very good morning. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbo Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, going to catch up with yarn now with Bram Collins, motivational speaker, also a man who heads up the tourist industry regarding Andara lava tubes, lava experience. On the line, Bram, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, very good, Trendy Trev. How are you? Happy New Year, my brother.
And Happy New Year. 2021, we've made it, haven't we?
Yeah, we sure have, but I want to remind you and all the listeners, every day you wake up is New Year's Day. You know that, eh? You get another crack every single day. So you and I be saying Happy New Year to each other every day.
Every day, 365 days a year. Look, you are a motivational speaker, a positive vibe on the climate we're living in at the moment, COVID-19, but that's a good way of looking at it, isn't it, brother? Every day, Bud Brown, is a good day. You wake up and Happy New Year every day, yes?
Yeah, I was went into a little cafe up here on the tableland the other day, and I said to the fellow, just order a coffee, thanks, mate. He goes, yeah, how's your day going? I said, every day above ground's a good day. He said, what if you're a coal miner? I said, well, every day above ground would be a good day for a coal miner too. Yeah,
so, that's right, yeah.
Even a lava tube guide, mate, you know.
Well, exactly.
Spend the day above ground, you're probably not working, so it's got to be a good day.
Well, speaking of lava tubes, now your family business out there at Andara, out there near Mount Surprise on the tablelands there, give us a quick spiel about Andara and then what's happening at the moment and also how you navigated through 2020 in regard to COVID-19 and how it looks for 21, brother.
Yeah, right. Thanks. Look, we've got a business in the Eastern Gulf Savannah region, so it's about 3.5 hours southwest of Cairns. It's due west of, say, Hinchinbrook Island, Cardwell, about 100 mile west of there. We're in the Etheridge Shire, so we're just off the edge of the tableland, but an easy 3.5 hours drive from Cairns, bitumen road all the way. Used to be our family cattle property. We settled out there in the 1860s, and the property that the lava tubes are on, we got that property in about 1899, and I grew up there, so the lava tube's always been part of the family cattle station and in the...
But back then you didn't know it was like a lava flow, as in the caves that were formed by a volcano, yep?
Yeah, well, we knew that there were caves there. We knew that they were really special. We knew they were different because we hadn't seen any other caves anywhere like it. But as far as all of the, you know, the geology and all of that sort of stuff, it wasn't until geologists became aware of it.
Because you were too busy just rounding up cattle, weren't you?
Yeah, we were just chasing cattle, and cattle wouldn't go down inside. There was only one that cattle would go into in the real dry years, where there was a bit of water down inside and they'd be too weak to get back out, so they'd just die down on the floor of the lava tube. But most of them had no water or anything, so, you know, they were of no significance to,
you as cattlemen.
Ancestors. So we just left them alone, and it was probably their perceived uselessness that ultimately was their protection, you know.
Mm.
And in the mid to late 80s, tourists had sort of heard about it, and more people wanted to see it, and my dad was very keen to protect the lava tubes and that real unique natural environment. Mm. And so he set about building a lodge that's not right at the lava tubes, but close enough that you can jump in a bus and take people over there. And we opened the lodge in June 1990. So June
and became Andara Experience as a tourist operation, yep.
Yeah, yeah, and we run tours. It's all national park now, that country that used to be our cattle property, but we run tours into the park every day, and we've got a permit that allow us to run 365 days of the year. And the lodge is about 4 or 5K from where the lava tubes are, so it's a nice handy base. And at the lodge, you know, you can bring a swag and camp. You can tow your camper trailer or your caravan. We've got powered and unpowered sites. We've got budget accommodation in a tent village. We got a restaurant and a bar. We do a bush breakfast. We do a couple of music events every year. We do an Outback Rock and Blues Festival in April on the Anzac Day long weekend each year. And we've got a new event, which we were supposed to run in 2020, but thanks to our mate COVID, it got postponed to 2021. And it's going to be the Undara Outback Rockabilly Rods and Rides.
Rockabilly Rods and Rides. So what's that about fishing and about hot rods?
Yeah, yeah, so it's rockabilly music, rock and roll dancing, and it's going to have a classic car and bike show, and that's going to be in October 2021. We also got accommodation in old railway carriages, beautifully restored railway carriages, and air-conditioned cabins. And this, at the late in 2020, we the government had some grants available for operators who were struggling. So we were fortunate to receive a grant, which has allowed us to build a new level of accommodation, air-conditioned en-suited rooms. There'll be 18 new rooms, and they're going to be called the Homesteads, and they're going to be dedicated to six antique or historic, I should say, homesteads in the Etheridge Shire. So these are homesteads that have been there since the start, and you know, we just want to try and present a bit more of our local history, so that history doesn't get lost and doesn't die, you know. But due to COVID-19, we, like everybody, early in the year we were locked down and the business had to close. But by June the 19th, we were able to do a soft opening, and so, you know, our mantra this year was all about cost management and cost control, and we just did it all on a skeleton staff, and it was a bit busier than we expected it to be, and it turned out to be, you know, a year that wasn't nearly as bad as we predicted at the start.
Yeah.
Still, it was well below what it would normally be.
Sure,
but
sure.
We survived, and we... You know, you asked what about 2021 and moving forward. I think with the restrictions on international travel, domestic travel is going to be huge. I think the drive market, things like the Savannah Way, which you can drive from Cairns all the way across through the Gulf, through the Northern Territory, into the Kimberley to Broome, will be, and it's the number one adventure drive in Australia.
So we'll get a lot of domestic flow, won't we?
Yeah, in 2021 and 22, will be the busiest those major drive market arteries have ever been, you know.
Yeah, true too.
Build a highway up through Western Queensland, through the outback from Cunnamulla to the Gulf of Carpentaria.
Well, that shows that tourism operators need to, how you say, diversify or take advantage of the drive market, you could say.
Oh, well, look, you know, we've been under no illusions out there. Look, as sexy as it is to, you know, work in the international market, the reality is the international market
non-existent
come to our region at certain times of the year, and they're not like the domestic market. The domestic market arrives in about Easter time for us, and it's pretty busy right through till the end of the September school holidays, early October. And then they sort of start to disappear, and that's when your internationals cut in, you know, because the internationals aren't scared of North Queensland or Northern Australia in the summertime, because, you know, there's a lot of people out there, a lot of media that only ever talk about crocodiles, cyclones, dengue fever,
jellyfish,
humidity, irukandji, jellyfish, and it seems to be the standard story that you read between the 1st of November and Easter every year. And, you know, if there's a big storm around, they show footage from cyclones that happened years and years and years before, and it's not even current footage yet. They run it to, you know, give their story a bit of effect, and the damage it does.
If it bleeds, it leads. But not this media organisation. We're here to talk some positivity is what we're doing, brother.
Well, that's right, and that's why I talk to you guys regularly, because you guys do put a positive spin on everything. And you know what? There are, it's not just us in the Gulf, but there are thousands of businesses in Northern Australia that close down in the summer because, you know, most people are too scared to come to North Queensland or Northern Australia because they think that they're going to die of one of five things.
Sure, which is the case. And when you look at COVID-19 and what it's done, I mean, look, very sad, we just lost the beautiful operation of Japakai Aboriginal Cultural Park here down here in Cairns at the foot of the Coranda Range next to Skyrail there. And look, it probably looks very dim for tourism operators, hence I'm speaking to you about 2021 and the future, brother.
Yeah, look, and it is very sad to see Jabbergai's demise. I'm very close friends with some of the original founders of Jabbergai, and I've got to say, it's a reminder to the rest of us that no matter how sexy your product is or how deadly you think it is, at the end of the day, it's about
bums on seat, heads in bed, so to speak.
It's making more than you spend.
Mm.
And it's a business, and, you know, you put all your eggs in one basket. And I'm not saying Jabbergai did this, but I'm just saying that what we've learned out there in our country is we take everyone's money. We're not focused on one particular market. We're focused on every market. And you know, when we started doing events out there, the first event we did was Opera in the Outback. And
yes,
the reason we did Opera, not because I'm crazy about Opera or we were mad about it, it was because...
Well, you're a ringer. How can you be crazy about Opera?
Yeah, that's right. I'm just crazy being a ringer. But there was three criteria for us. It's got to be something that's totally unique,
something
that
different.
No one else is doing, and no one was doing Opera. The second thing is it's got to appeal to people that got plenty of money to spend, and that's the Opera crowd. They tend to have
fly to the end of the earth to hear a voice.
And the third thing is it's got to be something you can do year after year after year after year. And so, you know, we work heavily in the domestic market. We have caravan sites because there's a lot of grey nomads, but we also have itineraries for people who fly into Cairns, hire a car and drive out. We have things that attract people who want to go to a rock and blues festival. The reason we put rockabilly on was because there's not a lot of rockabilly festivals in North Queensland. So, you know, it's about trying to fill a void where there's no one doing it at the time.
Yes.
And doing it in a way that, you know, people are going to come, they're going to spend the weekend, they're going to have a few beers, they're going to, you know, you can take your own food or you can eat in our restaurant, you know. You can take your own swag or you can camp in our bed, you know.
So it's about adapting is what I'm picking up, Bram.
Oh, yeah, you've got to be flexible. Everybody's saying you've got to pivot. Well, hey, just be everything to everyone.
Yeah, and bless the rather flexible.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? As long as you know what your core business is and you do it well, and if people don't like it, they're probably not your client, you know?
Sure,
they're not your market. If they complain about something, there's a good chance that, you know, they're not your market and you're not catering for them. So
yeah, you don't shut shop, fold up and go home. No, continue on.
That's why if you want to go south, you can catch a plane, you can catch a bus, you can get on a train, or you can drive yourself. You see, you've got options.
Yes.
And if you can't afford to go by plane, go by bus. If you can't afford to go by bus, go by train. If you can't afford to go by train, drive yourself. If you can't afford to drive yourself, stay home. You shouldn't go anywhere.
So it's about being adaptable to the world that we're living at the moment, COVID-19. We're looking for, everybody to holiday domestically at home and support local businesses. That's even your corner cafe or a coffee shop on the tableland, so to speak, if you're driving around going to visit family and friends up on the tableland, so to speak. Yeah, you're just supporting any business out there with a bit of coin that you got.
Yeah, mate, I couldn't agree more. And at the moment, you know, there are businesses around that had it not been for the support of the local market, they wouldn't be here anymore. I heard a really great quote not so long ago, and it was, you can't control the wind, but you can adjust your sail.
Yeah, and beautiful.
That's what we've got to do. We can't control the wind, but we can turn our sail into a different direction. We can change our sail. We can change our focus, and usually if you take the focus off yourself and you put it on other people and you're trying to help others and give other people a leg up, you're going to get everything you want by helping other people get what they want.
Beautiful words. Bram Collins, always good to talk to you. All the best of 21, and we'll catch up soon, my brother.
Yeah, Tradney Treb, keep a smile on your face, and all the people out there, just remember, our kids are our future, not in the future. They're our future right now from this day on. Let's look after them. Let's set a good example and put a smile on your face and be happy.
Too deadly. You take care, brother, man.
See you, man. Thanks.
Bram Collins, Andara Experience, director, operator, and also motivational speaker with Success with Attitude. Great to hear a positive word, positive vibe regarding COVID-19 and the world we're living in at the moment. It is 2021, and it's about adapting to the situation. As Bram says, you can't adjust the wind, but you can adjust your sails. So good positive vibe there. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
feels like holding me in my mind. Wonders I think I'll see. Wish I could hear you play for us one more time with the boys' chorus, strumming tender guitars and dancing to the drum. The kids will hear the marching, the thumping, they'll join in just like we used to do, just like you talked to me. Feels like time's moving faster as the days go by. It seems like only yesterday that you were born to fly. And we'd be singing how many days they were the golden years. Now every room feels empty because you're not here. Those memories feel like home to me. I think I'll see. Wish I could hear you play for us one more time with the boys' chorus, strumming ten guitars and dancing to the drum. The kids will hear the marching, the thumping, they'll join in just like we used to do.
Mob, it's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
A very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your saber calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, we are in 2021 and the year that was 2020, but we are still in the pandemic regarding COVID-19. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Dr. Kadia. She's with the Centre for Healthy Brain Ageing, CHEBA, and talk about the effects of COVID-19 greatest on people living with dementia. On the line, Dr. Kadia, very good morning. How are you?
I'm well, Trevor. Thanks. How are you?
Very good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So, yeah, we are still in the pandemic. We are not out of the woods. But you're saying that the pressure in regarding COVID-19 greatest on people living with dementia, and, of course, I would think their carers as well, yes?
Yep, you're absolutely right. So I think this is a population that is very uniquely impacted by COVID-19. They're more susceptible to infection, and there's, you know, kind of more deleterious consequences if they do get COVID-19. But there's kind of this unforeseen impact on their carers and families that hopefully we can turn the focus towards and start a conversation about.
And then you think about the so-called shutdowns and isolation and what have you. Mm-hmm. And then when in regarding that communication with their doctors or with support, and then if out and about in regard to visiting your doctors, then the, like I said, the isolation and the fear of attracting COVID-19, yes?
Yeah, exactly right. So I think there's a greater fear, obviously, in this community because, you know, they're older, they're more likely to get COVID-19. And then again, if they do, there's just more negative consequences associated with the disease. So there is that fear, you're absolutely right. And then because of this, you know, they're going into lockdown first, and they're also usually the last to come out of lockdown. Mm. And that's especially true if you're looking at, you know, nursing homes or other care facilities. And so there's a real kind of lack of social interaction and a disruption to daily routines. And for a person who might be suffering from some cognitive difficulties or short-term memory problems, this can be, you know, pretty upsetting. It's hard for all of us to be in isolation, I think. And so it's particularly hard, I think, when,
I'm just saying, Doctor, with dementia, it's is it a disease mainly that elderly people do retain?
Yeah, so dementia is definitely most common in people over the age of 65. It is highly associated with aging, and then there's some other very common comorbidities, so things like being overweight or maybe having type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and then there are some kind of genetic components. There is a type of dementia that specifically impacts people who are younger than 65, but that's usually not the type of dementia that, you know, you and I are talking about when we're referring to.
So there's two different types of dementia.
Yeah, it's a very different type. That one's almost entirely, you know, genetically driven, whereas when we're speaking about something like Alzheimer's disease or vascular dementia, there's a very different set of factors involved.
Mm-hmm. And so what would be the prevention then of dementia?
Well, I think what's interesting now is we're turning towards a lot of lifestyle intervention strategies. So certainly new trials are being rolled out with, you know, medications that might help kind of stop the progression of the disease. But looking at things like just, you know, kind of preventing those risk factors. So things like having a bit more healthy diet, cutting back on drinking, cutting back on smoking, upping exercise, staying socially engaged, and that kind of brings us back to the COVID-19 pandemic and all the lockdowns that are continuously going on, is that it's so important to be, you know, socially connected with other people.
Yes. And so it's all about a spiritual connection as well to society.
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
I'm thinking along the lines of a spiritual connection with society as well is good for the health.
Yeah, it's so important to have a strong social network, and it doesn't have to be a huge network, but it needs to be, you know, people need to feel connected to those around them, and it's really challenging during COVID. I think more than ever, we're all sort of realizing how much we need social support, and it's particularly true for this population, and it's not just because of kind of mental health consequences, but, you know, you have to imagine somebody who has more progressed dementia needs a little bit more hands-on, you know, actual social support. So help with kind of activities of daily living, and that's also can be disrupted during.
Mm. You know, so I think COVID-19 has put a focus on individuals looking after their health to prevent from catching COVID-19, but at the same time they're progressing in a healthy manner.
You know, I think you're actually right. I've been reading over some questionnaires from a whole range of participants, and one of the things they've said is that they've gotten a bit more health conscious during the pandemic, and are trying to look after themselves a little bit more. So yeah, that's kind of been an unexpected consequence.
Not for everybody, exactly, you know. But look, a very important conversation. Dr. Katia, thank you very much for sharing. All the best to your team, your family. Stay safe, and we'll yarn soon.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Adela Young there, Dr. Kedia, and she's with the Center for Health Brain Aging. CHEBA is the acronym, and we're talking about the effects of COVID-19 greatest on people living with dementia and, of course, their carers as well. So, look, very important conversation. And like I said, we are living in the world of the pandemic at the moment. It hasn't surpassed, so to speak, so we are still living with it. We need to operate in the most safest way in regard to our health and the rules that are in place and regarding mask and 1.5 metres away from each other, constantly washing your hands. Do what we need to do, you mob, so we can get through. We did get through 2020, but we are 21, but the pandemic is still about, so need to operate with cautions. Okay, stay tuned. Add to the conversation here on National Talkback. That deadly number, 1-800-422-416.
Boys, time you stop long while I'm merry blue you. Now you miss them true. Try and play me this last song, yeah. Talk me more, talk me more, Harim, Harim.
Merry leva, misa de missing you true. Nami, wari wari tu mas lo you. Long pela time, me no kissing one pela leta. By me making one and now. Suppose you lose me, bunny, and I'll get her. Merry leva, you come now, you send the same life for me. Miss the Salim, ting ting, tie me round one time, all mangia. Long one name, na me, be silo, you all say, Miss Ade, like him, look him, you long wara put away. Maskilo one name up, when Miss Ade stop. Kind, kind, good for the memory, blow you by come up, yes. Me all same canoe, na you all same saman. Me no things suppose me tan him head by you na piaman. Merry leva, Miss Ade, miss him, you to room. Miss Ade, miss him, you. Nami. Misave wari, misave wari. Long pela time, me no kissing one pela letter. Me no kissing letter. Why me make him one em now? Suppose you lose me, bunny, and I all get her. Long pela lose me. Merry, misave ting ting, you must blow you. Me talk all say me by come back na dispela toki to room. Me rasta mangi, be long TNG na me stop. In a long time by me come na look him you long up.
Thinking about you, girl, because I'm so far away from you. Wanting you to know that this love for you is always true. Not a day goes by that I don't see you in my eye. But I try to carry on, my God, so lonely I could die. And my heart feeling the sparks that you be giving me. Why we in two different places, girl? You know it's insanity. The man in me is what I gotta find to carry on. This song is what I'm sending to you, girl. It's been so long.
everybody has a meaning. So don't refuse to love your feeling. Somebody out here will love you like no other. Together, love your sister and brother. Stop and think for a minute or two, my friends. Surely the hate would bring this world to an end. So let love rule the world. Let love rule the this world to an end. So let love rule the world. Let love rule the world. Let love rule the world. Let love rule the
was sick and while I'm having it to mission. This magic potion got me seeing visions. It got me dreaming about this sacred place. I run now, or should I face my fate? See, with look in the eyes, finding it hard to believe as this came to life. It got me mesmerized, it got me hypnotized. Well, this is ancient art, it'll never die. Well, this is ancient art, and it will never die. Never die. A rainforest warrior, the ancient warrior. A rainforest warrior. Get down, down, down. Rainforest warrior, the ancient warrior. A rainforest warrior. And listen to that sound, sound, sound.
Yeah, to Delhi Zenith, big shout out. You mob there in Karanda, this ancient warrior here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Yarn Up with the Bally One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416. We've got Tony Gibbs on the line. A very good morning. Happy New Year, Tony Gibbs.
Happy New Year to you too, Trevor, and all the listeners. And yeah, New Year.
All the best to you, my friend. How are you travelling, all right?
Yeah, quite. This has to be better here than last year. I'm going good, and I just wanted to update you on what's been happening out here on the Mulgrave with the green patch and stuff and things
like
that.
Yeah, how's it all going out there at the green patch, Gordonvale, brother?
Well, remember, you reckon I was flogging a dead horse, and I said, oh, well, you got to, you know, resuscitate. Well, we did. We got it open again, you know.
Oh, have you really?
Well, it was open for a little bit, okay? Yeah, we did, you know. We got work with the TV, and then the council put up a little fence at the back so they can't go in the low back corner, and it was open again. Not down to the river, but anyway. But then that cyclone came up in the Gulf, and the river came up here a little bit in Gordonvale, but not a lot, you know. It only came up about inches. It was just onto the
cleansing of the river, thanks to the heavens above.
Yeah, well, it's North Queensland, the grass is growing. I just come in the back room now to get away from council mowing noise out there. And so the thing was open for a few days, and then that thing, and then they rushed up and panicked and shut it. Well, that might have been okay, but it's later open, but it's been shut for over a week again now.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of aggro there because of that. I'm talking again. I was going to sort of retire, but Bram Collins motivated me to talk again.
There you go. Thank you, Bram Collins. Do we still have motorbike problems there down at the Mulgrave River?
Sorry?
We still have motorbike problems.
Well, it's worse than that. You see, because they've shut it all down, we've got young people, all kind of people with four-wheel drives. It's not just motorbikes.
Okay.
I don't want to run them down because we all got to live together here.
Sure.
But because they're locked out and can't go down the proper road, the gravel track along the river, they're going over the cane field to High Bank.
Yeah.
There's three.
Well, they're going on private property to do so then.
Well, it's going in off at the cane field. They're getting access just under the bridge, under the bridge across from the rest area. There's three tracks to go down. Well, I was here the other day. These young people come up and they asked me, they go down? They want to get down the river, so they go down in four-wheel drives, but then it's wet now and they can't get up. Mm. And there's another.
Exactly. I like that phrase, Graham Collins.
And then, because they not only shut the rest area, the mean-spirited people, I don't want to get dizzy here, I'll be really calm this year.
Thank you. Count to 10.
They have locked up the toilet block at the rest area. So you get all these travellers.
Well, they're public toilets, are they not?
It's the rest area that people look. So they're coming a long drive, you know, going to the rest area, and it's locked. And then they're doing the dance there, you know, and then they're looking at this $5 million thing and they can't even have a leak.
Well, as we say, well, how?
But how, you know, not even. And it's just, and so it makes people angry.
Of course.
It's a laughing stop. It's a folly. And so there's people going back on the road because they can't go to the toilet here, or they've got to... whatever, you come
to the service station up the road. McDonald's around the corner.
Yeah, that's causing people trouble going back on the road. And then there's all cars getting rescued. And all the council have to do is just unlock the gates.
Unlock the gates.
Unlock the gates. you freeze.
Well, they call
river.
It common sense, don't they, Tony?
It's called common sense. It's like the surfers, you know. You them when you get cyclones and things, you see them here, all out there, and it's enter at your own risk.
Mm.
You know, I mean, if you go down the river, you go down the river.
Well, exactly.
They can't. You go to the beach, a shark might get you. It's so super controlled, and it's a total recreation area for all us mob out here. And these young people now, they're going over the bank, and then they're coming up and asking if I use my car. And I said, I can't do that. If your cable snaps, they're trying to tow themselves out. The river bank's getting ruined. The council, I'm sorry to have to continue with this, but we did get it open, but it's shut.
Mm.
And when the wall went down or didn't come up, they should have opened it.
Well, I think your yarn and your approach with media, I think they had a lot to do with it. And just continue doing what you're doing, because it works, Tony.
That's what I did yesterday, mate. I'm in touch with the TV again, and they're having a meeting, and no names.
Yep.
And I'm working on it because it's our thing in Gordon Vale, and I've got as much right as anybody else to want access down there, and the travellers have a right to be treated decently. It's not like, oh, just go into Cairns and buy accommodation and spend your money. You know, they don't like anybody, the travellers, getting anything for nothing. It's not a business, it's a way of life, you know, Walser Matilda, whatever they call it. There's travellers and people struggling on the road.
And well, they're our guests, aren't they? They bring money to the table, don't they? They bring money to the area.
They bring money to the area, so welcome to country.
Exactly.
You can't even... He needs to take responsibility because I don't want to put his name on a poster.
Thank you, that's right.
I just want to see the thing open because it sort of skint me too, you know. Anyway, I don't. Someone else might want to squeeze it.
All right, brother. Thank you very much. Great to be talking with you. All the best for 21 and please keep in touch.
Yeah, Happy New Year, thank you.
Happy New Year. That's Tony Gibbs down there at Gordonvale. And look, a brother who was, strong in regard to the fight of the green patch, is what they call it in Gordonvale, a beautiful mountain stream at the base of the pyramid, Walsh's Pyramid down there. And it's very sad how they lock it up and stop locals or visitors opportunity to get into the beautiful river. It is mountain stream and freezing cold water and lovely as, but you're playing silly buggers, but yeah, he's in the fight and fight the good fight is what I always say, and that's what he's doing. But Jamal, look, thank you very much for your time. Murray going to sign off here on National Talk Black. Back in the hots again tomorrow at that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. 1 hour program here coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumma Brit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the country thanks to NERS National Israeli Service. And your host is the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, my mob, 1 year Gunga leader up there, Burketown, Dumuji, Moreton Island way. That's on my father's side, my mother, Darnley Island, Arab, Darnley Island, and Sally Pitt Mob, and mum with me in spirit. Too Deadly, here's Treaty, Yothi Indy, take you up to the news. Too Deadly.
Land. But promises can disappear just on writing in the sand. Treaty, yeah, treaty now. Treaty, yeah, treaty now. Up. This land was never bought and sold. The planting of the Indian Jack never changed the law at all. Now two rivers run their course, separated for so long. I'm dreaming of a brighter day when the waters will be one.
promises can disappear.